This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown.
500 seems like a really big number, but Chicago's a big city. There's so much stuff.
This is Lauren Vieira. She's a writer and journalist based in the Windy City. And that 500 number she's talking about is in reference to her book, The 500 Hidden Secrets of Chicago. It's basically a guide to the city through the lens of a longtime resident. How long have you been in Chicago?
About 21 years.
Is it going to take us that long to get through all the things in this book?
I don't think so.
The book is organized into short lists of five. Five dance clubs, five farmers markets, five picnic spots, five hot dog joints, five foyers that are worth your time.
This is actually the first book I've ever worked on that has my name on the front. Usually my name is super tiny in the back. You know, hidden in a little index that says, you know, fact checking. But this one, yeah, it's my writing, which is definitely intimidating. But I think there's always kind of that imposter syndrome, or maybe just for me there is. But then I think, wait a minute, I've been here for 20 years. I've written about this stuff for many different publications. Like, I can do this. I'm not a fiction writer. I'm very bad at making stuff up. So this is really just, in my mind, reporting.
Yeah.
Times okay. 500.
Yeah. I love it. Going through this book, I immediately had opinions. And I haven't even lived here nearly as long as Lauren has. But once you live in a place, you find your people, you find your favorites, and you get set on those things being the best and most noteworthy. But 500 Hidden Secrets of Chicago is a reminder that there's way more to the Windy City than, dare I say, even a native would have realized. I talked to Lauren back in November, and now that Summertime Shy is on its way back, I wanted to return to some of the Chicago gems in this book. She starts by telling me how she organized her 20-plus years in the city into a little book of fives.
I saw online somewhere that you are a person who likes projects.
I do like projects. That's really funny.
Walk me through. How did you approach this project?
Okay, so this, I do love projects. Thank you for acknowledging that. My husband's going to be laughing. I love projects. This was a huge project. The only guidelines for this project were these 10 very general categories.
Yes.
You know, eat, sleep, drink, kids, stuff like that. And when I first met my editor, and this is all over email because the publisher is based in Belgium. That's where they started. I think the first book might have been The 500 Hidden Secrets of Antwerp or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. She basically just said, okay, these are the 10 parameters and just go see what you come up with. So I was trying really hard. I was like, okay, the water taxi. Like, people know you can take a boat and go up and down the river, but did you know the water taxi is the cheapest, easiest, loveliest way to see the river? It's just, you hop on.
Oh.
It's just like hopping on the train. It's about that inexpensive.
Okay.
And on a nice day, it just feels like a little private cruise. So I think I started with things like that, that just felt like secrets that definitely tourists might not know about. And then even some locals kind of forget about or don't know about.
Okay. That's interesting because I'm looking at a lot of the stuff and I'm like, oh, I know about this, you know? And like, obviously, I don't know all 500 things and there's detail in there that adds nuance.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, hidden is an interesting word for this. I wonder if you can unpack that a little bit. Like, how did you really think about the hidden piece when so much of what's in the book is like stuff that any tourist may have at least heard of, or that locals know very well?
Yeah, it is a tricky word. I think it's obviously marketing friendly to kind of advertise,
yes,
like 500 hidden secrets. It's a massive
amount of
secrets.
Everybody want to get put on up on some secret, you know, hidden stuff.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And so not everything is literally hidden. There are a lot of very obvious Chicago iconic things in this book. I tried really hard to not include the bean, but nothing against the bean. But the fact of the matter is, like, kids love it. So it's not this, like, must-do, check-off-your-box stop for tourists, although for some I suppose it is. But but I put it in the kids section. I mean, kids love going up to it, playing with it. It's, you know, it's just one of those interactive sculptures.
Yeah, leave it to a mirror to be simple and interactive.
Yes, yes. Endlessly amusing.
Yes, also. You know, as you said, this is a huge undertaking. But also, it's minute. You know, it's minutia. Yes. And so I'm like, I kind of don't know which question to ask. Like, how did you find 500 things? Or how did you choose only 500 things? I guess it's like, that's my statement.
Yeah. No,
how would you react?
I hear it. And I think, like, those are both totally valid questions, because it's like, 500 seems like a really big number, but Chicago's a big city. There's so much stuff. And I do have this, like, you know, so-called parking lot at the bottom of my document of secrets, where there's ones that I thought about including that I didn't have room for. But I guess as far as the process of finding all these things, because this book, the only parameters are those 10 very general categories and then groups of five to make it easy to flip through and read, that was kind of a fun challenge to find five things that went together. So
You were trying to kind of coordinate the things and make sure they kind of fit together.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Which category got you the most excited to work on?
Ooh, definitely the end of the book. So there's this section all about kind of non-tangible things in Chicago.
Yes.
Facts and urban myths. So when I saw this category in my editor's kind of outline, I was like, all right, that's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Let's read a little bit from that. I wonder if you can read Secret 491.
Yes.
Five myths about the Great Chicago Fire.
All right. So this is Secret 491. It was started by a cow. Remember, that's a myth, not a fact. The most popular belief about the fire's origins is that it was started in the small barn of the O'Leary residence near 558 West DeCoven Street, when the family cow kicked over a lantern. Neighboring the barn was the first structure to be consumed by the fire, a wooden shed. Despite the rumors, the O'Learys were never officially held blame and were exonerated 125 years later. The cow was too, which is pretty nuts. When I read that, I was like, wow, you can exonerate a cow?
Exactly. And if the cow is found responsible, then what are we doing then?
I know. Kind of amazing. So I just thought that was a great little tidbit to include.
I love a good debunking. And in that same section, you talk about the sides of Chicago, north, south, west. Mm-hmm. And in there it says there is no East Chicago. And that's a little bit nuanced. There's also some debate about that.
True.
And so, people say, oh, I'm from the East Side. There is a little neighborhood called the East Side. A lot of Chicagoans don't consider there being an East Side, but some people are like, no, I live on the East Side.
There's absolutely an East Side. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I wonder, how did it feel to not be able to get it all in, like capture nuance?
Oh,
like
my gosh. That? Stressful.
Yeah.
Very stressful. I live on the North Side, and I really am hyper aware of that and didn't want to put too much from the North Side. But then I'm flipping through and I'm like, do these maps look dense enough? Like, this is very much something that was heavy on my mind when I was doing the research and writing. I kept checking with my editor, like, okay, do we have enough? And already I'm like, ooh, I forgot this one place in this one neighborhood that I only have one or two secrets in. So already I'm like, how can I diversify more? Because, Chicago's a huge city. There is an East Side. I do want to acknowledge that. I think most people think of the lake as East, but if you scoop around, you know, the geography around Promontory Point, you do have a little section there, and some of the best views are from there as well.
Yeah. Did writing this book change the way you think about the city, or did it just kind of reinforce your connection to the city, or both?
It definitely changed the way I think about the city. I feel like I love Chicago. People know that about me, even as an adopted Chicagoan here. I'm a native Californian, but I've lived here for longer than I've lived anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I love Chicago. There's so many things about it. And I think, I don't know, everything from like the grid system, it's very easy to find your way around most of the city because you're kind of able to navigate the numbers and the names, all of the different kinds of people that live here, all the different kinds of food. These are all very kind of surface level things. But then diving deeper, I think especially now that this book is done and out, I'm like, ooh, I gotta get to that place next time. I just feel like now this kind of never ending quest has been opened up, knowing that this is going to be updated in a few years. And so I'm kind of, I've already been taking notes for what needs to come in next time. It's really made me feel like a steward of information for Chicago, I guess, in a way that prior assignments haven't. This is a whole city. So it's impossible. It's like you said, like, how did you narrow it down to 500 and how do you fill 500? It's the same question. It's like, how do you possibly encapsulate an entire city into a book? It's hard. It's very humbling, but it's like also very exciting that I get to revise it in a couple years and, and add more.
Yeah. Things will change because things change.
Will change because they do. And you're never going to have the same experience as anyone else. Like, humans are humans. And yeah.
Lauren Vieira is the author of The 500 Hidden Secrets of Chicago. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Ethan Schwab engineered this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. FYI, we are going to be taking Monday off. Have a great long weekend. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.